Trumas Pirkei Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 11:8. More on the topic of wasting the last bits of truma and how to deal with leftovers. So it says, Hama'ara mikad lekad. If you're pouring oil from one container to another container, and the first container has truma oil, so when you pour it to the second container, the question is, how careful do you need to be to get every last drop of oil out of that first container? So it says, V'notef shalosh tipim, let three drops come out. V'nos l'socha chulin, and that's sufficient. After that, you can put chulin into the original container. So the story is, you know, if you pour oil, the amount of oil as it comes out of the container goes slower, 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 until it just comes out drip, drip, drip. Once you've had three drips, that's considered to be empty enough, and now you can refill it with chulin, and that's going to be okay. Hirkina umitza, this is hard to translate literally, but it means if it was tilted on its side and oil pooled, so now it become like an appreciable amount of oil again that you could, you know, spoon out or something, or take with a straw and get out. Then harezu truma, that of course the pooled oil at the bottom of the jar is truma all over again. No denying that. It's just we were being lenient and saying if you hadn't had any appreciable pooling of truma, you could fill the container with new chulin oil and just, you know, it's negligible. But if it's reappeared in an appreciable way, so then it has din of truma. As far as the actual translation of the words here, it's a little tricky. Hirkina means to tilt over. So it was tilted on its side, allowing the oil to pool. Now, mitza usually means to squeeze out, like it would be to wring out or something, like mitzui hadam is like the squeezing of the blood on the mizbeach, etc. So here it sounds like you tilted it out after it had been thoroughly emptied, but yet it pooled together again. Maybe it means mitza, the sides got squeezed and pulled into a place. I'm not exactly sure the meaning of the word, but the bartender is perfectly clear. It means, as I said, after tilting on its side, the oil pools together. That pool has the name truma. V'kamatei b'trumas meiser shel damai v'lichen l'kohen. Totally different topic. Okay, we just like did a fast one on you. Here, we're still talking about things that have truma status, and we're still talking about waste, but we've like really shifted gears. We're talking here about trumas meiser. Specifically, trumas meiser that's removed from demai. You'll recall demai. Demai was produce you purchased from an am haaretz, and that produce we're afraid wasn't tithed properly. Although the majority of produce in the time of the Bais Sheni was, in the Mishnah's time, was tithed properly, a significant minority of am haaretz of simple folk didn't take out all the tithes, and specifically were afraid of Meiser Sheni, but put that aside, and more importantly, we're afraid of the Trumas Meiser. The Trumas Meiser was the tenth of the tenth. You're supposed to give a tenth of your produce to a Levi, and then that Levi gives a tenth of his, the tenth he received, and gives it back to a Kohen as Trumas Meiser. And many Ame Aretz, many simple people thought that since they weren't separating the Meiser for the Levi, there was no obligation yet to separate the Trumas Meiser for the Kohen. But they were wrong. And Trumas Meiser is just like Truma and carries with it the severe penalty of Misa B'dei Shemaim, premature death. And that's no good, of course. And therefore, Chazal, the rabbi, said, even though the majority of Demai is tithed properly, we're not going to be lenient. We're going to force people to take another, when they buy produce from Amei Aretz, they should separate out essentially 1% exactly, the tenth of the tenth, and give that to a Kohen. So the question is, now, if it's edible oil, so then there's no de minimis exemption. Whatever oil you get, your tenth, your 100%, 100th, 100th, excuse me, your 1%, you got to bring that to a Kohen. Fine. But what if it's tame oil? Now it's really sort of, it's tame oil, you can't eat it anyways. The question is, how much oil do you need to, like a thimble of tame oil, you have to deliver that to the Kohen as well or not? And what's their de minimis exemption for tame oil from demai to bring as trumas meiser to a Kohen? And the Mishnah says, there is one, in fact, that says, "V'kama tehei b'trumas meiser shel damai v'yilechen l'kohen." How much oil do you need to have separated as your trumas meiser from your oil from damai that became tamei? Says the Bartanura, that you then have to bring it to a kohen. The answer is echad mishmon l'shminas, an eighth of an eighth. So just the same way, a revius, which means a quarter, is referring to a revius of a lug, a quarter of a lug measurement. And you'll recall the lug measurement is the same size as our little Coke bottles, 500 cc. So a revius is a quarter of that, which we say is roughly 125 cc, a kiddush cup in size. But here we're talking about an eighth of an eighth of a lug. So we're talking about a 1/64 of 500 cc, roughly. or something like around 8 milliliters. So the point is, if you have around 8 milliliters of oil that's tamei from tamai, and it, you don't need to bring it to a kohen. More than that, you would need to bring it to the kohen. That eighth of an eighth, or the 64th of a lug, actually has a name. It's the smallest of the volumetric measures in Chazal, and it's called a kortov. That kortov is essential. If you have to bring it to the kohen, certainly if it's tahor, but even if it's more than that and it's tamei.